fucking do it live.
Yeah, but now we're recording. You happy?
Yes.
I bet.
Yes, we are. Sup, people?
What's happening?
This is episode 324 of the most consistent podcast in the A. Here we go.
Big Busby problems. Big Busby problems.
And in spirit, JC, no, that's.
Dude, this.
And no more dings for now.
Yeah, nah, I'm gonna figure something out. Eventually, we'll get there. Yeah.
Well, as you can see, there is an empty seat, which is usually where I'm sitting at.
Well, see, that's the problem. They can't see that.
Well, use your imagination, people.
Shit.
Our brother, JC Nahudit, is not here. He has to handle some shit, but he will return. So it'll just be me and McFly!
McFly!
You gotta add the other part. McFly!
You keep saying that shit. I'm never gonna do it.
I'm never gonna do it. It adds to it.
No!
McFly! I was wondering that shit you interface. You are terminated!
Oh, terminated?
No! Read my fucks. And how the fuck you doing?
I'm chilling, bro. You know what I mean? Same old, same old.
That's
you?
Good.
How you?
Feel great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great?
For the most part, yeah.
Shit, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm burnt as fuck, dog.
Why is that? You been smoking too much?
Actually, yes. Yeah, well,
why do you say that?
We ain't got no things. We got the bombs, though.
We got the bombs, though.
Shit.
Got no dings, but we got the bombs.
Yeah, bruh. So this whole week, I guess we can start off on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Niners?
Well, yeah, that was the first thing that happened on Sunday, but yeah, let's go from there.
Oh, yeah. We went to, after the Niners played, me, yeah. McFly!
McFly!
And God. That's what we're going to call. We're going to call Matt. He's the voice of God. We went to what's the music festival called again?
Sleeping on Gems.
Sleeping on Gems, which is in good old San Jose. That's what we're called. San Jose. And it was at Discovery Meadows Park.
Yeah.
Right by the Discovery Museum. And San Jose usually doesn't get these type of shits.
Nah.
At all. And it was nice.
Yeah, and from my understanding, that was actually the second day.
It was the second day? It was on the first day.
So the first day was all EDM.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's all the fucking ecstasy people.
Pretty much, yes.
And then the next day was the potheads.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense because who were the three people that were there? It was Sango. Those people, there was like openers, but it was Sango.
Well, first was DJ Lex. She set it off.
Yeah, she set it off.
She did a thing, man.
She did.
And then it was Sango, at first, we were not familiar with.
Looked him up on Tidal.
Yeah.
And he's a producer, DJ. He produced for Drake and hella other people.
Right.
And at first, we thought he was Team OVO because the music he was playing was like,
No. You thought he was Team OVO.
But you agreed with me. Though.
I was like, I could hear it. You know what I mean? Like, it had that sound
It has a certain sound.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
People don't know what we mean, but
pussy.
Yeah, that. Pussy music. Yeah, but then he started playing TV off in some kindergarten. Like, okay, you passed the test. You good. Oh, we got to talk about, before we go on, man, let's talk about what I called the Shade Day Party.
Oh, yeah,
it was
in
the Shade.
Right.
Because there was hella like food trucks around and all that stuff. And that was dope. You know, we got our food and shit.
Yeah, it was super chill. The first few hours was super chill.
Yeah, it was super chill. And then we went to, and there was a DJ there, and they were all playing their fucking, like, SoundCloud mixes. That's the best way to describe
it. Well, there were mashups. Yeah,
fucking. The one song.
Yep, over and over and over.
The one song, people, that we kept hearing over and over again was... Man. Situations will arise. You don't have to call. We heard three different variations of that damn record.
One was a mashup.
Then the regular version.
Then the regular version. Then the remix of Ludacris. It was like, bruh.
And they didn't care either. People didn't care.
No, everybody was dancing to it. I'm just like, man, y'all seriously dancing to this for the third fucking time? Like,
I was tired of hearing it, bro.
Seriously.
That's why you said, let's go to the other spot. Let's go over there.
I was like, they playing the slaps on this end.
They were.
We out, dog.
Yeah, we out, man. Nah, but this night, the second day, that's when we saw, it was Twee. That was another chick, the R&B.
Yeah, R&B girl.
Songstress that brought out P-Lo.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then we saw Larry June. Yeah, him.
Uncle Larry.
Good job, Larry. Everybody said, good job, Larry.
The whole crowd was yelling that shit, too. That's hella funny to me, dog.
Yeah.
I was like...
Yeah, that shit was wild. Except, oh, especially when that drone dropped on old girl's head.
Oh.
That shit was... That people...
That's what it was like, too.
Shit. So what happened during the concert? We saw drones kind of fly around trying to get, you know, I guess film or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I kept looking at it, and I was like, that's a little too low. Whatever. And all of a sudden, all I heard was... Yeah. That's all I heard. It hit this girl smack in the head. I was like, ooh, I saw that. And then what's happened is that her whole crew circled around and started stomping it out.
Hey, man, but you know what? That kind of made, I thought about it afterwards. It made a lot of sense.
Said, I would have did that shit too.
Yeah, because it's like, if you think about it, that shit costs money.
Yeah.
You fucking up the money right there. That's, I got nothing against it. That's how we handle shit.
I would have stomped that shit out too. Then they picked it up and they were like looking around because they're about to sue that motherfucker. And they just walked off. But Larry June... He was, it was, because his music is so laid back, I was curious about how he would perform. And he performed like a regular ass rapper, except, you know, turned up with kickback music. And everybody, including the women, there were a lot of baddies at this
show.
Oh
my God.
A lot of baddies loved Larry.
Mm-hmm.
But it was cool. It was a nice experience. Shout out to San Jose for putting that on.
Yeah, nah, Larry, like, he put on a show, man. Like, I mean, you can't, like. You can try, and I'm not saying you in particular, right? But just in general, you could try to downplay his music because it's so laid back. Mm-hmm. But he actually was rapping all his lyrics.
Oh, no backtracking.
No backtracking at all, except for during the hooks, which is normal.
Yeah.
That's acceptable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He was rapping all this shit. He had the crowd entertained. Everybody was singing his shit. Word for fucking word.
Yeah. That was good shit. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
This is the first time, and I've been a longtime fan of Larry June. This is the first time I've actually seen him perform.
Same here.
And I was impressed.
Yeah.
Overall. Like, I was like, damn, he really did that shit.
Again, I was shocked that Sam was actually put on, like, a festival like this.
Yeah, a hip-hop type. At least with a hip-hop headliner. You know what I mean? Like, that was...
Especially someone like Larry June.
That was interesting.
Who's from out here and shit like that. So
the reason why I found it interesting, though, was because, remember, I don't know if you remember exactly, but I hit you and JC up about going to go see, what do you call it, E-40 at Music in the Park. This was last year.
Oh.
They canceled his show because they didn't want to have a hip-hop show.
They didn't want the niggas to show up.
I mean, say what you want. I ain't say it. nah, but seriously, they didn't want to have a hip-hop centric show.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to actually do this one, I was like, all right, hopefully that's what turns the corner. You know what I mean?
Because if E-40 would have showed up, all the ghetto motherfuckers would have showed up out of nowhere and shit like that.
The funny thing about that is just 2 weeks before, apparently my dad told me that RBL Posse had a show in History Park.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And then La Russell has a show. I'm not exactly sure when it is.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be in San Jose in the park.
Yeah, Music in the Park.
Yeah.
So, hey, man. I mean, I hate the fact that E-40 was like the sacrificial lamb. Yeah. But, but hey, man, look where we at. You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah. He'll show up eventually.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Lil Russell, man. That boy been working.
Working.
I'm surprised he hasn't been dropping music lately because now he's actually like out there performing and shit like that. But, you know, I like Lil Russell. He's Mr. Positive.
Yeah, seriously.
He's super just positive. That
super positive energy and
not
shit.
Not as positive as Chance, because Chance was too positive for me. It's what annoyed me.
Don't even go there.
It was annoying.
We'll get there eventually.
Yeah, Chance dropped an album. We'll get to him.
We'll get to that eventually.
Eventually.
And then, let's see. Then, you know, whatever. My week went as normal for the first 2 days. You know what I mean?
First just two work. Days, yeah.
But that second day?
Uh-oh.
Bro, I drove my ass down to L.A. after working the whole fucking...
After you got done work, you drove after directly to L.A.? After a whole
9 hours at
work. Wow, bro.
I literally drove my ass down straight to L.A., straight shot, one tank, boom, got there.
5 hours?
Nah, it was actually six because it was a little bit the southern part of L.A. So it was underneath the main city of L.A.
Oh.
It's a little city called San Pedro.
So you got
it's right by the water.
You probably
and shit.
Got there like around what, 11?
10.
Not bad.
I was flying.
Yeah, but still. Like, man.
I was flying, bro.
I know you were tired.
But, bruh, listen. Yes, I was. That night, basically straight to bed.
Don't blame you.
Yeah. Woke up the next morning.
Looking for the broccoli?
Actually, yes. Straight to the weed convention, dog. But yeah, nah, for real. Like, and it was cool for the first day. First day, I left with like a whole bag full of shit, like free shit. I ain't paying not one damn dollar.
Good.
Yeah, that was the dopest part about the whole shit.
You shouldn't, yeah.
You know what I mean? But what you got? The second day, what was the reason why I even went in the first place? My brother actually was asked to speak at this convention.
Nice.
So it was a big thing. Which, and also, by the way, today is actually my brother's birthday.
Hey.
Yeah. And yeah, man, like just then after that, get back home. So my intentions was to stay the night on the Thursday because that was the second day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do that. I drove back home.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, so, all, I mean, so all Friday. Yeah, all Friday. I was just chilling, man. Like I had the day off already. I was like, fuck
you. You were just chilling. Yeah. Don't blame me. Do not blame you one bit.
And here we are.
Well, my week, it was chill for the most part.
Yeah.
Went to work, you know, chilled. Went to go. Oh, yeah. If y'all care, my Instagram's fixed now. Round of applause. Motherfucker, push a button.
Nope. This motherfucker thing matters into his own hands and shit. Right.
I'm going to get some celebration. I was getting irritated. Well, I wasn't getting irritated. But the first time I was kind of just like, I was just giving up on it. I was like, I was annoyed. But then I was like, I got Instagram, I got Twitter, I got other stuff, and I got Facebook and TikTok. And I was like, even though I'm not on TikTok like that. Mm. And people were telling me, oh, he's just making another Instagram. And I was just like, Because the thing was, my shit was down, but I was still getting notifications. So people were still sending me DMs. It was just, and the number kept climbing and climbing. It got up to like 20 unread messages, and I was just getting so annoyed. So I was just like,
I can't even see these motherfuckers.
You know, it's just mostly memes. Some people were checking in on me, and I had no ways of like trying to like, because I don't got their number like that.
Right.
So I was just like, man, what could I do? So then I tried one more attempt to log in a certain way.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And when I finally did it, everything just worked, and I was like, oh my God, I'm back. But it was almost like a, I'm back, but, you know.
This is culturally inappropriate.
Yeah, that's how it felt. It was like, it was almost like I was halfway unplugged. Because a lot of the people I look into, I just see on their IG stories. You know, I don't talk to them in person.
Right.
Like, I want to, but it's just like, you got my number. Only people that hit me up were like you, JC, a few of my other friends, because y'all got my number.
Yeah.
Y'all know I have a life. So. Right. And that was that. Worked more, and then I went to the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Saw that movie that Jordan Peele produced, people.
I'm listening.
Called Him, that featured Marlon Wayans and Tariq Winans. I think that's his name. It don't really matter. I mean, it does matter. The light-skinned dude that was on the Atlanta episode. Man, I really wanted to like this movie, man. I really did, man. It had a great premise. The whole premise was he was a quarterback, an up and coming quarterback going into the draft or going to that movie's universe's combine and shit like that. And Marlon Wayans plays like the Tom Brady of that era, I guess. He has like seven rings and eight rings because they wanted to make him really like superior than Brady and shit. Yeah. And the young dude, the Patrick Mahomes looking nigga, that's what I'm going to call him. Mm. He's like, he's Patrick Mahomes. He wants to be the greatest of all time. So he gets hit in the head. Somebody hits him in the head and he has this injury, this head injury. So he can't even do the combine and shit like that. So he thinks his career is over. But then Marlon Wayans goes like, oh, no, take him to my camp and I'll train him. And he's like, oh, shit, all right. Goes to his camp and a whole bunch of weird shit happens. And that's basically the movie. Mm-hmm. And it's so surface level. And it's like, that's it. Like, I'll give you these praises. I'll give you Marlon Wayans' performance and Old Boy's performance. They were great. Marlon Wayans used to do more dramatic roles.
Okay.
Really good.
I could see that, though.
And the way it was shot, I'm going to get this director's name. I need you guys to understand who this director's name is, because you guys keep saying it's Jordan Peele, but it's not Jordan Peele, goddammit.
He was the producer.
He was the fucking producer. His name was the dude who played Patrick Mahomes. His name's not Patrick Mahomes. Cameron Cade is Tyreek Withers. That's his name. Mm. But Justin Tipping, that's his name. That's the director's name.
Justin who?
Tipping.
Tipping, okay.
Yeah, he was also the guy that directed Kixed for all you Bay Area movie heads out there. But yeah, this is his second movie. And, oh my God, the way it was shot was great. And it was edited and all that. That's where it stops. This shit could have worked better as a short film.
Ah.
Yes, as like a 20-minute short.
Ah.
Because.
How long was this movie?
Like 90 minutes, 93 minutes. And I wanted to like it, Martin.
I'm sure you did.
Because the premise is right. It was a great premise. Yeah. But it's so surface level. It's like, yeah, I do evil shit. Okay. And that's it.
Wait, what? Huh?
Like, I do all this evil shit so I can be good. I do rituals and all types of shit, and that's it. There's no other.
So basically, he's in the Illuminati.
Something like that. Some satanic shit.
For sure.
Just to, you know, and it's so surface level. Like, there's no deeper meaning, or they don't really go into it. It's just, this is what it is. Mm. And it's just like every time, when I was sitting there, I'm waiting for another, like, ball to drop, more acting. It's just, man. And then when it ended, and the fucked up thing is, I'm just going to spoil it, people. I don't care. Press the spoiler button. Yeah, it's probably going to make a lot of money because people like supporting black people. So, anyway, in the end, Patrick Mahomes, he figures out what happened. He beats up Marlon Wayans, kills him with the helmet. He goes in, he comes out, and he sees like faceless cheerleaders and the whole like satanic cult is out there. And he figures out that his dad had this all planned out for years to get him to be like one of the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. So the owners were all like in robes and shit, and they want him to sign the contract basically to give up his soul. He was like, fuck that. He kills everybody. He does. He kills everyone with his axe or whatever. And then his agent blows up. Just blows up.
And then the agent blows up.
Yeah, he gets into the satanic shit, and then it just blows up as a sacrifice. Yeah, literally just like that. And then he just walks off with a smile on his face, and then that's it. It just ends. And I was just like, wait, what? Now, the reason why I say, wait, what? This is like an exclusive for you people. It may come out soon enough. But, yeah. I had a friend who went to a test screening for this months ago. And he basically, everything he broke down was exactly what was in the movie. So I, from when he broke down, it was like, okay, this sounds interesting. Because just off the ending, but the ending they chose in the, what's it called, in the test screening, they took out. So in the test screening ending, what happened in the end is like everything happens the same. He walks off, but then he ends up still having an NFL career in that universe. Mm. He ends up winning their Super Bowl. He's celebrating. And then he's sitting in the locker room, kind of like, you know, remember how Kobe was sitting in the locker room and shit?
Okay, yeah.
Because they kind of show that with Marlon Wayans. He was kind of doing the same shit. He's mirroring what Marlon Wayans is doing. He's sitting there. Mm. And then he sees this football just spinning, because that's how he got hit in the head. He noticed the football was just randomly spinning like the top from Inception. Mm-hmm. It just kept spinning. And then so in the end, he kind of notices the ball was spinning again and he looks at it and then he kind of realizes it kind of leaves it ambiguous. Like, does he still have the blood in him?
Right.
Like Marlon Wayans' blood in him and shit that. Right. And then it just ends like that. That's kind of how it originally ended.
OK.
But they took that out and they left it like that. And yeah. And this movie is, yeah, that's the end of the spoilers, I guess. And this movie getting shitted on. Shitted. And the thing is, like, I wanted to like it. I wanted to, because I was looking forward to this movie.
Yeah, no, you were talking about it since the
Trailer. The
trailer, yeah.
Just the first trailer. And I'm like, seriously. Yeah, this is going to be dope. And no, and everyone's blaming Jordan Peele for this. Because this was his backup plan when he couldn't get weapons.
This was his backup plan when he couldn't get weapons.
So now he has to see weapons get all this critical acclaim and maybe an Oscar award talk. And now people are shitting on this.
Damn.
And Marlon Wayans is all coming out saying, because he showed all the movies he was in and how it got critically panned, like the White Chicks and the scary movies. Like, those are comedies, nigga. Of course they were going to shit on it.
Yeah,
and seriously. He was like, yeah, don't listen to the critics. Go see it. And people are going like, don't listen to the critics. Don't see the movie. And I was just like, I mean, I hope it makes its money back.
Mm.
But womp womp, press it again.
Damn.
Most disappointing movie of 2025. And I don't say that lightly. It has to take a lot for me to say that.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is insane.
And they dropped it right when the NFL dropped and shit like that.
You would think there would be like perfect timing too. You know what I mean?
I mean, in a way, it was perfect timing.
Yeah.
You know, with the NFL starting and shit. But speaking of the NFL.
Speaking of the NFL.
We are, I guess, week two as we're recording this, going into week three.
Going into week three, yes.
Niners are 2-0 and injured. What are yours? Yeah, we're gonna be hearing a lot of womp womps.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, man, some bullshit.
I mean, what's your assessment of the team so far? 2 weeks.
My assessment of the team. I'll be honest with you. I saw week one perfect. Like everything looked good. Players got hurt, but it looked good.
Uh huh.
Then I see week two and we got Mac Jones starting.
Who?
And fucking Mac Jones.
Who?
Mac Jones. 281. Oh my bad.
Mac Jones.
Nah, what you call it? We got Mac Jones starting. We got fucking, what you call it? I don't know, dog. It just...
It's not a lot of injuries.
It's not, but it's like main components.
Yeah. It's like we're doing this shit again.
Yeah, it's like, here we go.
Because week one, I'm not going to mess around with you people. I was already checked out after week one because I saw how we were playing. We're playing like, I told you this. I was pissed off and I'm like, you know what? No, you're not going to make me mad this year. I don't give a fuck what happens. And I'm telling you this right now. I'm looking directly into the camera. I don't care.
He cares.
No, I don't.
I'm looking directly in the camera. He cares.
No, I do not. Every time Brock and Matt got behind the center, I was like, I don't give a fuck, throw a pick. I don't care. Fumble the ball. And then they score a touchdown.
Nah.
Or they get a first down.
That guy right there? He cares.
I don't care.
He cares a lot.
I don't care.
Yes, he does.
After what happened, after losing that Super Bowl, I told you, I became numb.
Yeah. Sure, guy. Anyways.
But assessment, I mean, 2-0, we go against the Cardinals. Like, they're saying Brock could come back. I'm like,
he's not going to play.
Nope.
He's not going to play. Good. Yeah, no.
Mac Jones goes in there.
He's not going to play.
Get him ready.
If he plays, I'm going to be pissed.
I will be pissed. Yeah, nah, he's not going to play. He has minor turf toe. He liked that, don't you?
I see what you did there.
I know, right?
Like,
that's a ding.
Okay. Let's blow some shit up.
Yeah, that's a minor turf toe, and it was crazy. He was still playing on that shit.
Yeah.
During the game.
Yeah.
Made the game winning touchdown, and then fucking
no fucks were given.
Yeah, and he didn't even feel it till after the game. Like, shit, I feel great.
He's like, ow.
Ow, why does that hurt? Oh, you got turf toe, buddy. Now, what is turf toe?
It's when your ligaments are torn in your toe, basically.
Yikes.
Yeah, so it's rough, you know what I mean? It typically doesn't leave you ever. That's the shitty part about it. It's going to be a reoccurring thing.
Well, you know who got really bad turf toe? Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Niggas are comparing him to Andrew Luck now. Because you know what happened to him.
I mean, but that was different, though. He had a concussion, man. Let me phrase injuries. That. He had concussions.
He was multiple. He was getting fucked up, man. He didn't have a line.
No, the problem is he was just on the run. And you know what? To a degree, that's fucking Brock Purdy's problem, too.
He'd be running too
much. He's always on the run.
Running. He just recently got on.
Run.
What's that from?
Are you fucking kidding
run,
me?
Run. Oh, one.
No, Run's house.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, I know.
Anyway, yeah, Brock does run a lot. He just started running a lot, though. Because he was always,
he always extends plays, bro. Like, he's always on the move.
I'm trying to think of the Super Bowl run. He only started running during in the playoffs. That's when he started running. He was mostly in the pocket a lot.
But I'm saying, though, even when he's in the pocket, he's moving a lot. He doesn't just sit there. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's not a statue, basically.
Not like
you know
Lamar Jackson or whatever.
No, I'm not saying he's that. Yeah, I'm definitely not saying he's that. But, I mean, he's more so, like, if I was to compare him to somebody, like, previously, he's more along the lines of a Steve Young rather than a Joe Montana. You know what I'm saying? Like, he moves. He doesn't sit still.
I was going to say Drew Brees, maybe.
Drew Brees was in the pocket as quarterback, for real.
Jeff Garcia.
Okay, I can roll with that.
And Jeff Garcia.
Same thing.
Because my boy compares him to Drew Brees. So I was like.
Yeah, I can't see that.
Yeah, but Jeff Garcia, man, those were good and bad days. He was frustrating.
Uh-huh.
Good times, though.
His little jump pass. Ugh.
Good times. Eh. Someone showed a video of one of our old games during the JV, the Erickson years.
Yeah.
Those were dark times.
Yes. Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
Ken Dorsey was our quarterback.
Yeah. Ken Dorsey, Cody Pickett.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We were going against the Saints, and we were up a lot, and then we lost the game in the end. Someone posted it on Twitter. I was like, oh, my God, don't show this game.
You're a why? fuck, man.
And then someone posted another one going like, oh, show a good punt returner, and it was Kyle Williams. Someone posted a picture of Kyle Williams. I'm like, delete this. He's like, why? I'm like, don't play stupid, motherfucker. Anyway, going on to the Niners, Cardinals, picking the Niners. We're going to see how we go. So,
of course they're going to pick the Niners, man. What the fuck?
Niners, Cardinals. We're going to see how the game goes. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, you say we're picking the Niners. No shit.
Well, in other news, we're 2-0. And who is 0-2 right now? The Chiefs. For now.
Button. Which one should I press?
Womp womp.
That works for me.
Yeah, I was watching the game when we were at the festival just to see how just to see how it was.
This motherfucker was really watching the game when there's music and women around. I digress.
And
go ahead.
And women, I was multitasking.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah, and the game was going on. I was just standing. I needed to be entertained somehow. Couldn't go on Instagram, so shit. Watch the games. Nah, man. The Eagles are looking spooky. I mean, they're the defending champions, but they win the Arrowhead beat them again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting to the point now where they were tush-pushing and shit like that, and they were getting all mad about it. And they got to the point at the end of the game.
Yeah,
at the end of the game, Chris Jones yelled at fucking
Hurts.
Hurts goes, you barely got 100 yards.
Yeah.
He's like, we won the game, man. Shut your ass up.
Hey, man, and you know what? He's 100% right. Like, what would you rather do? Fucking throw 100 yards or have 100 yards and lose or fucking win a game?
Win the fucking game.
I mean, shit. To me, it makes perfect sense.
And the whole game, because at first it was a competitive game. It was 10-10 or whatever. But then the whole momentum changed when he threw the fucking Travis Kelce and the ball just slipped out of his hands.
Yeah.
And he got picked off.
Yeah.
And they never got it back. Mahomes did try to go for like a late scoring drive, but they had no more timeouts.
Yeah.
And they just tush-pushed. And they're getting more. Now people are getting more mad about the tush-push. Now Chiefs fans saying, we need to ban it now.
Yeah, all of a sudden. Well, there is one. I say all of a sudden, but I know that it's been like a reoccurring thing for, you know, since it started, right? Whatever. Yeah. But there is one reason why I think it should be banned.
Why?
the one thing that I kept seeing over and over, and it was different plays where they did it. Basically, I want to say about a good half of the line, maybe more than that, are over the fucking ball.
Yeah, I was noticing that a lot. But it's always...
They're lining up offsides,
bro. They've always done that shit. That's the thing.
I know, and I understand that, but that's kind of a problem. You know what I mean? You're like... The rules are set in place, and whether or not fucking everybody follows them, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whatever. But they are like saying, oh, this is the rule. Fuck that shit. Piss on it. You know what I mean? Like, that's pretty much what it is, dog. Like, they literally have everybody lined up. Even the center. Yeah. The center, his whole head is over the fucking ball. Like, that's the one thing that I will say that I that does lean towards, you should ban this shit because obviously they don't give a fuck about the rules.
Well, I don't know, but the thing is, they're the only ones that can execute it well because other teams try it.
Well, other part teams, of it is they probably don't have line up over the ball.
Yeah.
Like, because that makes a huge difference, dog. Like, I mean, it might not seem like it because realistically, the ball is about, what, like a foot long pretty much, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're basically having everybody line up a foot further.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that makes a huge difference. When it's a game of inches. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Well, other than that, I mean, whatever. Like, I still feel the Madden curse is going to get Saquon.
I mean, that I wouldn't doubt that. I don't know when or how. But it's going to happen.
It's going to be. And I said, I'm not saying the Eagles. I'm Saquon. Just saying Saquon.
Yeah.
And I'm not wishing no injury on him, but the Madden curse does not miss.
Unless, hasn't yet.
Well, it got past. Well, what, even if it doesn't get you one season,
it's gonna get you.
It's gonna get you.
Yeah.
You can win a whole other Super Bowl, and they'll be like, that's cool. Wait till next year. There's the Madden Deluxe Edition with him on the cover and shit, the MVP edition. You on the cover again? You want to press your luck? Okay.
And they got him doing that fucking reverse hurdle too. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, bro. This is gonna get you when you
and you signed it with 45? Boy.
That could be a double negative, and then you'd be all right. You know what I mean? Who knows? Like, who knows? You know what I mean?
But the Monday night game. This past Monday night game that we're recording with the Raiders and the Chargers.
Well, there was two games, right?
Yeah, it was the who was it? It was the Bucks and the Vikings, right?
Yes.
Yeah, fucking Baker Mayfield. Let me check.
I think it was.
It was. Because Baker Mayfield was balling his ass off. Balling his ass off, boy. And it got to a point where he got injured one play. Like, he was running, and he fucked up his ankle. Mm. And then no boy was talking shit. And he got up like, what you say?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Baker Mayfield with the shits, boy. I respect it. It was the Texans. They went against the Texans.
So. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they won by one.
Because they're 0-2 now. Mm-hmm. C.J. Stroud is not hitting his mark the way he did last year.
A season before, his rookie year.
Oh, well, yeah.
No, the last play of that drive when they literally ran the clock out. The time management. I don't know if you saw that.
Nah.
Yeah, they literally played a masterful job on clock management. They literally bled the clock.
Oh, shit.
The Bucks. It was masterful shit. Okay. Because they let them score, right? Mm. They let them score. The Bucks let the Texans score. And then when they got the ball back, they just literally just kept passing, getting first downs, kept running the ball. It was literally like a masterful way of clock management. Mm. And then they just bled the clock and won the game.
Okay.
It was masterful how they did. Meanwhile, Vegas. Geno Smith, bring your ass to the stand. You don't got the.
Yeah, we ain't got that. But we don't got that.
Press something. Press a womp womp. He's a womp womp.
Nah, man.
Got thrown in the Cosmics.
Throw your ass back to the Cosmics.
I told JC and Raider fans, Geno Smith ain't the one, but he's better than what we had before.
He definitely. Well, he is that. No matter what, dog. Like, I get it. One game, whatever. He is definitely still better than what they had before. Not a question.
That boy threw for 3 picks, man.
That's cool.
The widow, if you watch the highlights, because I watched the highlights.
Dog, listen, I remember watching a Raider game where Carson Palmer threw 3 fucking picks, and then his backup came in the second half and threw 3 fucking picks. Like, the Raiders are notorious for throwing 3 fucking picks. This is nothing new to me at all, dog.
This boy, man, he threw in the quadruple coverage in the first play. First play, threw a pick. very first play.
By the way, I just want to be clear. It was not just his backup's name was Kyle Bowler at the time, Carson Palmer. So it was Carson Palmer threw three picks, and then Kyle Bowler came
the
in.
The one
and
that
threw
was with the Ravens. Picks.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That just sounds like a backup.
Yeah.
Shit. But yeah, they got smoked. But there's another talk that's been going on in the NFL, which is really just annoying ever since Michael Parsons showed up.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, are the fucking Packers Super Bowl contenders? Anyway, hey,
what's
next
your
subject.
Opinion? No.
I mean, I took the silence
as
the answer.
Real that shit,
because we both looked at each other.
Nah, because, I mean, here's the thing, dog. People are going to win. You're going to win some games, lose some games, especially early on, whatever. It's all about how your team comes together and fucking do you got the right parts to actually compete for a championship, right? Mm-hmm. Realistically, dog, I mean,
they got the squad.
They got the team to do it. It's they just, the will they gel?
Will Justin Love not choke? Would Jordan Love choke?
Hey, man, look, if history is on their side, they'll be just fine. And the reason why I say that, check it out. Bart Starr, originally, you know, OG quarterback for the Packers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Won a Super Bowl, or his only Super Bowl, when he was 27 years old.
Okay.
Brett Favre won his only Super Bowl with the Packers when he was 27 years old.
Aaron Rodgers, 27,
won his only Super Bowl with the Packers when he was 27 years old.
Old boy's 27?
He's turning 27 very soon.
Defined soon.
Like in the next month.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not counting them out yet, all right, man? Because like that's kind of scary when it happens scary. Like that consistently.
That is consistently. But when but Justin Love is cool, but
Jordan.
Oh, my God. I keep thinking of Justin Fields. Jordan Love is cool. Don't get me wrong. But I saw when the lights got bright twice what happened. I saw it with my own eyes. When the lights got too bright, he threw for them. He fucked it up. When the lights got bright for Brett Favre, Super Bowl win. One time.
That's exactly it. Like, it only happened one time. Dog. Like, there have been more times than not that he threw a pick.
Either or, man.
I gotta see it too. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's like, oh yeah, no, he'll be fine and all that shit, whatever, right? But like, I can't say that it's gonna be complete shit.
It would just be hilarious.
I gotta see this one.
It would be hilarious if we go in there, somehow be the fuck. Niners and Packers going to Lambeau.
Dog, we know what happens then.
We beat them.
Touchdown, San Francisco, you bitch.
And the ball is good.
Yeah, because we got a kicker.
Oh, who at fucking first, missed at first. He,
Man.
I laughed when it happened.
I literally was like, for real? But I just looked at it like, for real?
Like, are we just destined like, to have that kickers?
Like, is this just what it is now? Like,
but then he made a 44-yarder and shit like that, and he was good.
Yeah. So and like, they were actually down the middle, too. It's not like they were kind of like, oh, maybe he made it.
You know what I mean? Whoop,
nah, they went whoop. Right down the
fucking
middle.
Maybe he was just nervous because the Jake Moody presence was there. Yeah,
the ghost of Jake Moody.
The ghost of Jake Moody. I don't know if someone sent me that when you're
this is culturally inappropriate.
When your sleep paralysis is Jake Moody lining up for a kick.
Oh shit.
My boy sent me that. As soon as I got my Instagram back, that was the first post I saw. I'm like, really, motherfucker? Fuck you. But other than that, NFL, it's still rolling along. Bills are contenders. They got an easy ass schedule. No one's gonna talk about that. They basically got the number one seed.
Bruh. Stop.
Have you seen their schedule?
They say we got an easy ass schedule too,
no,
bro.
The way they're playing, they got a. They
no,
got easy...
they saying that we have the easiest schedule in the league.
But they don't got Bills. Don't got injuries like we do.
The fuck does that have to do with the schedule?
Just saying, bro.
That don't have shit to do with the schedule. That's just us. Fuck.
I'm like, well, this next subject.
Oh God,
I'm gonna see how it is. Everything that's been going on after the murder of white, not white, he was white. I can't say, you know, right wing commentator, podcaster, debater, Charlie Kirk, who got shot and killed in Utah. He was in Utah, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was speaking at his debate tour. Got shot in the neck by 200 yards by his own people. By what's his name? Tyler Robinson?
I don't know dude's name. I'll be 100% with
you. Some white boy.
Yeah.
His own people, pretty much.
Yeah. And when you say that, it's not just the fact that he's white. It's also the fact that he grew up in a right-wing household.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his political views were.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But his parents were conservative. Fucking, he owned guns. He grew up in Utah. Basically, rich white boy, man.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to Charlie Kirk, I knew who he was. When I saw when the news broke out, I knew who he was. Because I checked my Twitter to see if I followed him. Not followed him, but see who he was. And I saw that I had him blocked.
Oh, before. Shit.
Because okay. I knew the shit he would say. And I'm just like, look, I already had you blocked. Okay. And I knew exactly who he was. When I saw his face, I'm like, oh, I know this guy. I know this dude.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay. Because I really had, when it came out, it was the same feeling I had when Hulk Hogan died. I was like,
I see.
You see?
I get you.
And when the footage came out, that was fucked up.
Yeah.
That shit, it was just, I was like, God damn, from different angles and shit like that?
Yeah, dog. Like, I never seen no shit like that.
And the thing he was talking about, the irony of it.
Yeah.
It was like, this is why I feel God's sense of humor is top tier. Because he was at a debate rally called Prove Me Wrong. That's what it was called. Prove Me Wrong. The shirt he was wearing said freedom on it. And the last things that came out of his mouth when he was trying to deflect saying that transgenders were the one that caused mass shootings was before or after gang violence.
Or no, we're talking about with gang violence or without gang violence?
With or without gang violence.
Yeah. And to clarify, I believe that question wasn't necessarily about, that one wasn't about trans. Mm-mm. That was just about mass shootings.
He said, how many mass shooters have there been in the United States?
Yeah, that's where that was. It was about mass shootings. And then he said, with or without gang violence.
And that's when the bullet hit.
The crazy part about it is, right, there's a few things, like a bunch of this shit is wild just in general, right, whatever. But the bullet didn't even hit his neck.
Mm-mm. It ricocheted.
Yeah, it ricocheted. It popped him in the chest and then bounced off the vest that he was wearing.
And then it hit his neck.
And hit him in the neck.
It was a clear shot.
Yeah.
It was a clear shot.
And now this is where
it gets tricky because you motherfuckers like to sue. You motherfuckers like to sue. You like to get people fired. Y'all know this motherfucker's history. I don't have to say it. You can just Google it. You can go on YouTube. You can watch all the shit he done said. I ain't gonna repeat it. I'm not gonna repeat how I truly feel. I'll just say he was a very nice guy.
Now, the bullets, on the other hand, those shits were funny, dog. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, if it happened in any other situation...
I'm just not gonna say nothing.
Because did you hear about the bullets?
I know what the bullets said.
Yeah, they were engraved.
I know. I read them. Shut up.
The last one was fucking hilarious.
I know. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. They're gonna call you insensitive.
I'm not insensitive. I'm desensitized. Look at where I live. Look at where I grew up, bro. Like, I don't fucking look at.
I don't look at death.
I don't look at shootings, and I don't look at fucking like. I don't look at none of that shit the same way a normal person would.
I know. That's the thing about this shit, because he said a lot of hateful shit. A lot of hateful shit. Even if he meant it or not, if he 95% of the time, he probably didn't mean it, but he knew the money it was bringing into it. So he just said what he said. And all I can say was this was God's sense of humor is top tier. I read a quote, ironically, in the Spider-Man 3 novel citation. Is that a word?
I don't know.
In the Spider-Man 3 novel, the narrator or whatever said, I remember I read this and I was like, ooh, that's a bar. He said, it said, God is a stand-up comedian performing in front of a crowd that's too afraid to laugh. That's a... when I read that, I'm like, who? And when I see everything that happened, the irony in all this shit, even how the MAGA people were saying, oh, it was a transgender person. It was someone from the left. No, it was gang on gang violence, people.
White on white violence.
It was like within the own set. It was within the own set that did it.
Conservative violence.
Hey, that's a good. That's a name for it.
That's the title.
Conservative violence. Shit, man. And like I said, I'm trying to be as nice as possible. I'm trying to be as politically as possible because people. His followers are trying to get people fired from their jobs. They're doxing people. There's a whole bunch of shit. And I'm like, wow, you didn't go this hard when people were making fun of George Floyd.
Yeah, nah.
The irony in all this, you want to know when Charlie Kirk's birthday is? I'll let you know. It's October 14th. Mm. You know who he shares the birthday with? This is God's sense of humor. You can look it up. He shares the birthday with George Floyd. Top tier. God, this Dave Chappelle, and then this God.
And then this God.
Okay? You can't write no shit like this. You can't write nothing like this.
And we're not talking about Matt.
Yeah, we're not talking about Matt.
That's
the podcast guy. Just to be clear, talking about God. Yeah. You know? You can't write nothing like this, people. This is just, I'm like, this is nuts. So it's been pandemonium to the point where it got to the White House. And, you know, late night people have been talking their shit, including Jimmy Kimmel. And he made a little nice joke about the situation, kind of.
I was about to say, it wasn't even about him. It was about Trump.
45. Yes.
Well, 45, 47, whatever number you want to call
it. Yeah. It pretty much saying how Trump was dealing with the situation. And all Trump said was, oh, yeah, they're about to build this shit over here.
Nah, for real.
Yeah, they're building my favorite thing over here. Like, yeah. That's how I'm dealing with it. They're building my favorite thing. Da, 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 da. And all Jimmy Kimmel was like, well, that's where he is in grieving. It was literally like a little jab. And the FCC people got so mad that they literally threatened ABC of that they weren't going to like sanction the what's it called? The sell that they want to do, they want to merge with another company or some shit, Disney.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's what it was. They threatened them and they pretty much said, then they pretty much took, they suspended the Jimmy Kimmel show indefinitely until they figure it out.
That's fucking trash.
So pretty much our freedom of speech is getting attacked right now. You can't say nothing negative about that dude or else they're going to come for you. That's where we are now, people. Y'all didn't want to vote for the black woman, and this is what we get. America! Whew. I got nothing to say about that, my boy. Yeah,
no.
Rest in peace, I guess. Anyway, new music. Oh, no, let's stay on this situation. Just the David. Dave Forvid.
Oh, man. Yeah, D Forvid or something. David, I don't know
whatever
how
his name is.
Yeah, it's David.
It's funny because I didn't know who he was until, what's his name? I think JC let me know. Oh, yeah, he did this. He did the soundtrack for Invincible.
Oh.
Yeah, season two he did. And I was like, oh, shit, okay. And I remember listening. I was like, okay, it was cool. But I didn't know how popular he was like that. Mm. But if y'all don't know this story, TMZ broke the story that a dead body was found in his Tesla, in the trunk of his Tesla, near his house. And he was on tour. So I'm thinking, oh, shit, that's fucked up. And then more information came out. This is where it gets spooky, people.
This is where it gets disgusting. Go ahead.
It was dismembered. It was a dismembered body in there. And it was a young woman, a young teenage woman who was like, what, 15?
I believe she was 15 years old.
15 years old. And she had a tattoo that said shh, and he has a tattoo that went shh.
And it's the exact same tattoo.
Exact same tattoo, and she was dismembered on some seven shit.
In his trunk.
In his trunk. And then it comes to find out that his mom, what's it called, that the mom was saying that she's been missing for quite some time. They didn't know where she was. They know that she had a boyfriend named David, which is his name. And then all of a sudden, Twitter just did their detective work.
Like they do about this time. Shit.
We always do it this time.
Yeah.
They did their fucking detective work. And it turns out this boy was leaving little breadcrumbs throughout the whole internet. He's been with this woman for years, literally leaving little crumbs, pictures of them together and shit like that. And even in his fucking music. What do you have a song called? Homicide something?
I'm not familiar with his music, dog. Yeah, I seen the story and I was just like, this is fucking insane, bro.
It is insane. I don't even want to repeat what this thing is because you guys can just do the Googles. It's fucked up. It's like now it's... it's climbing up on the charts on fucking on DSPs now and shit because people are listening to it because he's leaving little clues in there.
Yeah, it's the same thing that happened with the YNW Melly.
And R. Kelly and all this shit. People just went to listen to hear for clues and shit. And then it goes all the way back to his concerts where he would bring out a coffin and he wants his fans to write letters to the dead and shit like that.
That's wild.
And then in his videos, he had like a girl that looked like fucking old girl saying that she was a ghost and shit like that, that he ended up killing her. Dude is nuts. And it's like the evidence is right there. Now they're saying he's talking to the cops and shit like that. But I saw this in Minority Report. This is the evidence that we see right here. It's called an orgy of evidence.
Oh, God.
That's what it was. This is an orgy of evidence. And it's like literally right in your face. And I'm like, see, I know you're guilty until proven innocent, but boy.
He did that shit.
No. What's it called? Innocent? Is it innocent until proven guilty? But boy, this is just nutsy.
Yeah.
And the story's still ongoing, so to be continued, but yeah. That's all I can say about that.
It's all the way in the end.
Speaking of that, shout out to the Clips. They performed at the Vatican.
No, that shit was fucking crazy. Well, they performed one song.
Yeah,
but that was crazy as fuck.
What'd you expect them to...
None, for real. Do grinding.
Right.
Shit.
They performed Birds Don't Sing, and they became the first rappers to ever perform at the Vatican in like 1,000 years. There was rappers that performed.
Let's just say since its inception, bro. That's fucking insane.
That is fucking nuts, man. But shout out to the Clips. Push don't even do yuck no more.
Nah, no, but don't matter.
Anyway, new music did drop. J Electronica dropped. Martin.
Nope.
Fuck that shit.
Act 1 and Act 2. And a few other EPs.
This is culturally inappropriate.
Now, why don't you like J Electronica? To the people. Let the people know.
Because he's overrated as shit. He could rap.
You never thought that at first.
He could rap. No, what do you mean? Yes, I did.
You said at first you really liked him, and then
I liked that one song, Exhibit C. Yes. That was the only song that I really drew myself to.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I didn't hear nothing that was so special that made him like one of the greatest lyricists of our time and this and that.
Then he dropped his debut album, which was a Jay-Z collab album.
No, that was yes. It was a J Electronica album featuring.
I call it Hove Electronica.
That makes sense too. I got no issue with that.
What I call it.
That's the biggest problem, really.
Mm. But yeah, he dropped all his albums that should have been out. Some people speculate the world's about the end if he's doing all that shit.
No, for real.
But
I need to get my effects in order.
I know, right?
Shit.
Knock on wood on that. But other than that, I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. J Electronic dropped. And also, finally, after 7 long, long years, Cardi B has finally dropped her sophomore album, Am I the Drama?
I wouldn't know.
See, Martine didn't want to listen to the album. And why is that, Martine?
Nope.
I'm at this point. mm-hmm. I'm at this point where I'm just really not fucking with shit that I don't feel is authentically made.
like Drake's fake ass Death Row chain.
Yeah.
That I broke, by the way.
Yeah. Good job. Good job, Busby.
Good job, Busby. Go
on. Yeah, I'm at that point where I'm just like, I'm over it, dude. Like, I want shit that's real, something that I could actually feel. You know what I mean? Not no bullshit. And this right here, and not to take away from Cardi, because I know she from the block. I know she from, you know what I mean, from the hood of hoods, right? Whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like, bro, I don't know how much you wrote, how much you didn't. I'm just going to sit in my seat and wait for something good to, or let me phrase that, something appealing to me hit.
Now, I hear you, Martine.
Yeah.
But this album is really fucking good. This was a solid follow-up to Invasion of Privacy.
Nope.
You didn't listen. You didn't listen, boy. You didn't even listen to
it. You're right.
You know, like, the opening track, which I feel is Fire Dead featuring Summer Walker. Mm. That was great. Then she has Magnet, which is another fucking bumper. The imaginary players shit that she did. I mean, in album form, it makes sense why she put it there. That was fire. And then there's going to be another one you're going to hear on the radio. It's Budagi Batty.
Oh, I've heard that fucking sample.
Hey, man, you're gonna hear it a lot.
That's cool.
Then you have Safeway.
Of course you will. Then you have that's what they do with plants. But go ahead, continue. Oh, God,
bro. Then you have Safeway Kalani. That was fire. I did not like What's Going On featuring Lizzo. I really hated that fucking song. Just her voice, everything.
You're just tired of that woman, I think.
I think I am. You
know, musically. Lizzo.
Pretty and Petty, this which is her diss track to Bia. She finally responded to her. She got her really good. And then Better Than You with Cash Cobain, that's a fire one. Time is a banger.
See, hold on. Cash Cobain's another dude that I just am not fucking with.
I don't fuck with him either. Yeah.
But go ahead.
Then you got Principal featuring Janet Jackson, but not really featuring Janet Jackson. It's just a damn sample.
Yeah.
But it says she's credited and Janet gave the okay.
That's cool.
But Nice Guy with Tyler, that's good. Trophies. The whole album as a whole, I enjoyed every moment of it. And the last two tracks, Up and WAP. At that point, I still enjoyed what I was listening to. This was a solid, solid follow-up. Round of applause for Cardi B. Just give me get the blow.
Nope.
Get the blow.
Nope.
Nope. Fly. You just over here pushing buttons, dog. Let me push the damn buttons, all right?
You kept saying no.
Nope.
Other than that, man, I really enjoyed that shit. That was a great project. I enjoyed it.
For sure.
Yeah. Then after that, well, not after that, Drake decided to drop Doghouse featuring him and Yeet. This is episode 324.
Moment of silence. I
mean, it's funny because niggas came in my mentions because I thought the song kind of knocked.
Mm, you were wrong.
No. It does it, to me, but I'm not gonna push it.
Mm.
I'm not gonna defend it.
Yeah,
like, you know, Kanye's songs. I like it, but I ain't gonna defend it.
Yeah,
I kind of like it, but I'm not gonna defend it. And speaking of Drake, more of his shit. I mean, I was gonna say that was gonna be a pause moment.
Good job, Busby.
I caught myself.
Oh shit!
More of his music was leaking out, and apparently, some 19-year-olds got their hands on some of Drake records.
Oh yeah.
And apparently, they said they got their hands on the Iceman album. People think that Drake faked it. I keep telling folks, Drake is not smart enough for this shit. And the song was called, Red Button, Red Tower, like Red Tower or some shit like that.
I forgot what the fuck it was called.
I know it was called Tower.
Yeah, it was Tower something.
Yeah, like the Tower. Like the Tower or some shit like that.
Some shit.
And he was rapping, and he had, what's his name? Pressa on there, who's from Toronto. And he was rapping on there, still dissing DeMar DeRozan and shit like that, which is sad. But if he would have released that record after What Did I Miss, people would probably be a little bit more excited for Iceman, just a little bit, because he's rapping.
Yeah, well, here's where I'm going to fight back with that. Right? And I'm not even doing it just to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it because it makes sense to me. What Did I Miss? And that fucking... that Doghouse record, they're basically in the same cadence.
They are, yep.
It's pretty much like a part two. It's almost like if, you know, you're recording a song and then record another song directly right after, you still have like that same feeling from that last one. You know what I mean? That's what it sounded like to me. I don't see it. I don't think that would have got the people going. It probably would have made them realize that you're getting the same old bullshit back to back.
Tell those fans that.
Or let me rephrase that. It would have made me feel that way because I fucking pay attention to shit, but his fans probably would be eating it up like dog food.
But I think the majority are paying attention now because it's like, even the leak that came out, it's like, oh, this is not hitting. And I was like, God damn. Now it's not hitting? After all these years, now it's not hitting? This is no different than all the shit he's ever dropped. Now it's not hitting?
Yeah.
And then the story behind that record, which is funny, because I just randomly listened to Academics' shit on the fly. So apparently that record, the Pressa record, that was Pressa's record.
Oh, okay.
That was Pressa's record. Drake just jumped on it. And Pressa was telling people, like all his people, like, yeah, Drake jumped on my record. This is back when the 100 gig shit was coming out.
Oh, okay.
So all of a sudden, Drake hits him and it's like, yo, I'm doing a video. So he's thinking, oh shit, we're doing a video for this shit, right? We're doing a video for this. So he's all excited about it. Then a few weeks later, he looks on YouTube and it's a video for No Face.
Why would he hit him up?
And not just that, bro. Apparently, the people in the video was Pressa's people. That wasn't even Drake's goons, allegedly.
Those were Pressa's people?
Allegedly, yes.
Wow. And he was faulty as shit.
Yeah. The only person he most likely knew in that video was Chubbs. Everybody else was Pressa's people.
Wow.
Allegedly, yes. He was like, yeah, let me use my... And he was just... And I think he probably told him, yeah, let me get your people in here so I can rap my part from that song. And then, you know.
Damn.
But he just used them for the No Face video. Because you remember when that video dropped? When that video dropped, it came out like a few weeks after the pop out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he wanted to show his own little pop out.
That is fucking ridiculous. Allegedly. Man.
And Pressa was kind of mad about that shit because he didn't sign off on the song. And then people are speculating that he's the one that probably leaked the song because when he was watching the Iceman shit, he heard the beat get played on episode one. It's that beat. Yes.
Oh.
He got pissed about that.
Oh.
Are we moving? People keep saying, oh, maybe Drake leaked this shit himself. No, he didn't. He didn't leak this shit himself. He ain't smart enough.
Smart has nothing to do with it. Why would you do it that way? Give it to some kid, like 19-year-old kids, bro.
No, this has come from a disgruntled... I feel this is coming from a disgruntled engineer.
Disgruntled.
Producer.
Yeah.
Disgruntled artist.
Yeah.
And this is, and he's still moving this way. Speaking of moving that way, we can end on this note. So... I didn't watch it the right way. I just, you know, shout out to the people on YouTube. Someone filmed a bootleg of that new Kanye documentary that came out. Oh,
shit. Here we go.
Yeah. Kanye. And of course, some of you people don't even know that Kanye has a documentary in the movie theaters right now.
Yeah.
It's called In Whose Name? And basically, this is an 18-year-old at the time. He was 18 when he started. Mm-hmm. He literally followed Kanye from 2018 pretty much to now. Everything that was going on from the Wyoming when he was wearing the MAGA hat Jesus is King to Donda to the whole Nazi shit to now.
Okay.
And
That's a fucking journey, bro.
The first 10 minutes, man, like it was first, it kind of showed you a behind the scenes of when he was with Amber Rose and shit like that. Amber Rose.
Okay.
But remember when he was about to go on tour with Lady Gaga? This was
that was a minute ago.
They showed never before seen footage of that. But then they get to 2018 when he started wearing the MAGA hat. And pretty much he goes, there's one scene that started going viral when he yelled at Kris Jenner, literally saying, "You can't tell me what to do. You can't, it isn't important. It isn't important." Like he's screaming at her like a fucking child, bro.
What the fuck?
Yelling at her again. And they're pretty much trying to talk to him, saying, like, what you're doing is detrimental to us. You're damaging us right now. And he's just going crazy, yelling at him like a fucking child. And I remember watching this shit. I remember when the clip came out, I saw that shit. I was like, first off, because Kim Kardashian's in this movie. She signed off on it. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing footage of her crying, begging Kanye to change and shit like that. Shit that wasn't in the fucking Keeping Up with the Kardashians. This is like raw footage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, she signed off on this shit. Because, you know, this is in a movie theater, so she has to sign off on it.
Yeah.
So she signed off on this shit because she wanted people to see this shit. But the first thing, I'm surprised the Kardashians signed off on it. Second of all, Kanye has never been punched in the face before. The way he was talking to people in this shit,
he's
never gotten punched in his fucking mouth. Remember when he went to SNL?
That's not true. He had his whole fucking jaw broken. Fuck you mean?
Yeah, God did that, but he never had a real man. Somebody
did
it. So somebody got to do it. No, but then they showed one scene. Remember when he was on SNL and he went on that fucking rant? You didn't see it, but he went on a whole MAGA rant, right? Uh-huh. So then after that, you know, Michael Che, the guy that does the Weekend Update, the black dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He pressed him after the show. He stepped right up to him and was like, dude, why the fuck you do that shit? Like, why did you disrespect me like that? Da-da-da, you made us all look fucking stupid. We love you, bro. Why are you doing it? And Kanye was all going like, well, you know, his whole energy switched up from how he was talking to Kris Jenner compared to how he was talking to a grown-ass man. I was like, oh, you see how his whole energy switched. And in the background, you see Consequence with his big-ass teeth going, hey, man, calm down. This big ass grill.
Yeah.
And the only people who kept it real with them during that time period was Swizz Beatz was trying to talk to him. He wasn't trying to hear it. Pharrell was trying to talk to him. He wasn't trying to hear it. Kris Jenner was trying to talk to him. Like, and his cousins, like his family, was trying to talk to him.
Right.
And he was cussing them out too, throwing a big old tantrum. This is 2018. When he was wearing the hat.
Yeah.
And then we go to 20, and then after that, he calms down, and we go to 2019 with the whole Jesus is King shit. And then this is the other part. This goes to the Donda era when he's recording Off the Grid. I don't know if you saw this footage. This one kind of showed why Pusha don't fuck with him. Pusha had a verse on Off the Grid. He originally had a verse on there, and he kind of talked about, like, Black Lives Matter and other shit on there.
Yeah.
And Playboi Carti was there, and Carti was like, yo, Pusha's verse is fire. Why don't you leave this on here? Kanye goes and says, oh, he's rapping that Black Lives Matter shit on there. I don't want that shit on my album. He's like, you talk about Black Lives Matter, that's mind control. Fuck that shit. That's what he said verbatim.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow. He said that on camera. He said that. And then it just follows him throughout other stuff. And then when Candace Owens with him could. Oh, yeah. Charlie Kirk's in the movie, too, by the way.
Oh, wow.
For like a split second with Candace Owens. I know the timing on that. Candace Owens is in there, too, convincing him to wear that White Lives Matter shit. It's a really depressing ass shit. If you're a fan watching this shit, I was just like, man, I'm glad I didn't pay money to watch this shit. Like, if you're a Kanye fan, oh, this is fucking powerful. As a fan, it's like depressing, like. And all I got from that is that he never got punched in the face. He never got punched in his mouth. A grown man has never punched in his mouth. And people are going like, oh no, he's mentally unstable. I'm like, no, he's not. Because I saw how his energy switched when Michael Che got in his face. His whole energy switched up. So when a grown man comes and when a grown man steps to him, he switches up. Have you noticed how quiet he was when Pusha was talking all that shit about
that's
him?
That's true.
He has not said one word.
One word about that at
he
all.
Said, only thing he said is I missed our friendship, and that's all he said.
Yeah.
He didn't say nothing else.
Yeah.
Because he knows Pusha would say some shit. He knows Pusha would come looking for him.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I know where you live, but.
You know we can see you.
We can see you. Yeah, but that shit, I was just like, okay. But other than that, man, you got anything else you want to talk about? Anything that you have on your brain that you want to talk about? Or that McDonald's get to you?
Nah, it wasn't even the McDonald's. This is the weed, bro. I'm still having like a weed hangover for the last day and a half.
Shit, I don't know who.
Dog, I smoked so fucking.
I'm sure you did.
Shit.
No, I wonder who was smoking weed when they decided to choose Nokia as the fucking theme song for WrestlePalooza.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking horrible.
Because today, while we're recording, was like wrestling day. It was wrestling day. AEW had All Out in Toronto, and then at 4 o'clock today, they at Indianapolis, WWE had WrestlePalooza, which was their first ESPN presentation, PLE, and they decided to have Drake's Nokia as their theme song.
Right. Yeah, and I saw that.
Triple H fucking posted on Twitter going like, he's... I'm going to read exactly what Triple H said.
Why, man?
Because you need to hear it.
I don't want to.
Well, you're going to.
Some bullshit.
Oh, it is some bullshit. Oh, it is.
Listen, I'm done here.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Where you at? Who's calling my phone?
Shut up.
Who's calling my phone? Where the fuck you at, Triple H?
I will fight you.
You always want to fight me. Why you want to fight me so bad?
Because I'm violent.
You should not be violent.
I wake up every morning and choose violence.
Oh, where the fuck you at? He said, I could just search Nokia because he just put it here.
Oh my God. No, we're really going to do this.
Yes, we are.
You're really going to do this.
This is what he said. An event as big as WrestlePalooza needs an artist as big as Drake and the song to match. Nokia is an official theme song of WWE WrestlePalooza. I heard that shit. I was like, boys, well, he just laughed his ass off every time he heard it during getting played. He'll call me. He'll send me a text over your sound.
if it was me just being a dick, right? Like I would send you the emoji of the owl every single time.
Every single time it gets played. Boop, baby girl. Boop. Why you see a picture of Brock Lesnar and John Cena? Just baby girl. I was watching that and I'm like, Hunter, God. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Did you see the Grammys?
Did you see the tour that was going on? It should have been TV off. It would have made more sense if TV off was a theme.
It would have made sense in the...
Turn your TV off because you're going streaming.
Yeah, because you're streaming. That's the reason why it would have made sense in the grand scheme of things, but...
Whatever.
I mean, whatever.
I mean, it makes sense. They you got a wrestler with a weird ass case that's involved in a weird case in your main event, and you've got a dude who has a weird case as your theme song. So
there's a lot of weird cases.
This is episode 324.
324.
That was the most consistent podcast in the area. You can follow me at Mr. Busby for lowercase 08. You can follow us at Theological SP on Twitter. You can always follow us on the Instagram. On the Instagram.
At Theological. Because he's back on it.
I'm back on it now. At Theological Sense. You can follow us on YouTube. You can like and subscribe. Leave a comment.
Share.
Share it. You know the fucking vibes. You bitch.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about this.
Yeah, you.
Big Busby problems.
Damn right.
Big Busby problems. Right.
And you can follow me on all my socials at McFly.
McFly!
408.
Konnichiwa!
And, man, look, I've been busy as shit. Like, I'm been busy as all fuck lately. But the music is coming eventually, I promise. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I know for sure. No, hey, fuck no. I know for sure I'm going to drop a song on my birthday. Like, I have to. That absolutely has to happen. 10/12, for sure. Mark your calendars, because that one's going to happen. Free right. game.
Okay. And on that note, people, we are out.
Peace.
JC, hold your head up, boy.
We got you.
Boy. We out.
JC, we got you.